There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Welcome to Sex for Money, a game show where talking about sex can get you paid and maybe laid.
Hey, hey, I'm your host, Asha Davis, and helping me crunch the numbers, as always, is my lovely score boy, Johnny Mays.
Hi, Asha. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I know I'm feeling kind of competitive today, you know, like I'm ready to see who's going to win. And there's something about watching people win that I love. I think that's why I'm addicted to game shows. It's like, I just love seeing people win.
Especially married people, because there's always a winner and there's always a loser.
And they both win, really, because they both get to walk. I mean, if they're like sharing, then it's all good, right? All right. So, Scoreboy, lay out the rules for us.
So each week on Sex for Money, we have two contestants putting their sexual knowledge to the test to win $100. Each player starts with a full load of 100 points. For each right answer, I deduct points. Whoever is the closest to the big O by the end of the game is our winner.
Ooh, and today's game is all about marriage.
Marriage.
Let's welcome our contestants, Sabrina Howes and Nathan Kaywood. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey, really good. How are you?
Really good.
I'm so excited to have you guys. When I first found out I was going to do Sex for Money, I swear I was looking at my notes today and you guys were on my list. I was like, I have to have Sabrina and I have to have Nathan. I love your web series and I just love you guys as people and I'm just so excited to have you here.
Our first married couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try and, you know, bring it.
Oh, you will. You will.
How long have you all been married?
Oh, God.
Coming 11, up. 11 months.
Almost a year.
1 week.
Yeah.
And
how many hours? And awesome. 7 minutes.
The end of September will be our first anniversary.
We will not be together for it.
That's are you serious?
Yeah, it's true.
She's going to be out of the country for somebody else's wedding. Yeah.
Who's eating the slice of cake from your wedding?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
The moldy piece of cake that people eat and then die from? Yeah. No one's eating that.
I'll share with you.
Johnny, you can totally have our cake.
So are you no longer newlyweds after September? What's the sell-by date on
that? Oh, gosh.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, we still like each other. So are you newlyweds until you stop liking each other?
No, that's not the case. It's a time period. It's a time period.
I think, yeah, after the first anniversary, you could probably be like, we're married,
we've been
right?
there.
Oh, that's sad.
Done that.
Is it sad? But we also dated for 4 years before we got married.
Before I made him marry me.
Yeah.
Before I convinced him that if he didn't marry me, I would... leave him.
Are there any more wedding presents coming before the year ends? Do you still have a year to give a gift?
Yes,
That is the social norm.
I usually do 2 years for other people when I'm giving gifts, so maybe we've got another year going.
You keep it alive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, maybe the prize today we can give to someone else.
Donate. Ash and I will take it.
Happily.
You getting married?
Yeah, how long have you guys been married?
On and off.
So before we get busy, let's warm up with some sweet, harmless foreplay, aka let's talk about marriage. Well, I guess we kind of just did. You know, I mean, like, all I know is that it's usually hashtag the goal. You know, everyone feels like at some point they are supposed to get married for at a certain time period or with a certain person and have the certain things that married people have. And do you guys feel like you've reached that goal? Like,
well, I did want to get married because it did feel different than just dating, because I've dated a lot of people in my life. I've had like a lot of, you know,
hashtag
men
popular.
Come in and out of my life. And Nate was different. And so for me, it was like, I want to marry you because I want the world to see and understand how important you are to me and how much I love you. And it's not like anything else I've had. it's you are different. You are my, oh God, so cheesy, soulmate.
Oh,
I just made myself wonderful. Vomit. So. Great. And it did feel different. It felt different after
does,
we said
it
I do.
It does definitely, it does feel a lot different. I didn't expect that. I also, what I was always resistant to it because I was like, I don't really believe in the
institution
of owning a woman. I think it's sure. archaic. I think all of the sort of tradition and pomp and circumstance that goes along with it is a bit absurd. And but that being said, I was completely wrong and I'm totally into it. And I'm super glad that we're married. And it was really nice to just, even in the 21st century, just say out loud to family and friends whom were a group of people that would never be put together or in the same sphere if we didn't say proclaim to the world that we wanted to be with each other forever. It was really nice. So yeah, I'm glad that we did
it. He cried like a baby.
Oh my God. I bawled. I could barely get through my vows to her.
I mean, I don't think I did, to be honest.
It was. It was horrendous.
Ugly crying. Do I really want to marry this man?
Gosh. Luckily, we got married in the desert. So I was like, it was the dust. It was the dust. It got in my eyes. And I was heaving because of all of the dust.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you guys think that sex gets better with marriage? In your year's time, has it increased?
You know, I don't think it's increased.
Increase is not the word that I would use to describe the frequency.
You know, there is comfort with the other person that you can ask for things that maybe you wouldn't feel comfortable at. Like, you're like, oh, well, he already knows I'm a weird, crazy person, so asking for X, Y, Z will not make him think less of me.
Our listeners want to know what X, Y, and Z is, just for the listeners.
What would make him run?
Yeah, for sure. I think Savs has like a pretty, like, it's funny because anything that she's ever asked me, I was like, that doesn't seem weird at all to me. Like, I feel like we have a pretty...
Well, I feel less weird now being like, ooh, can I get stoned before we go have sex? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever's going to make you wild, cool. Mm-hmm. So
I love that.
Yeah, so I think before I'd be like, oh, am I going to be hurting his feelings? Really? I'm like, can I get stoned before we have sex? And I was like,
exactly. And also like, I don't care.
Comfort. Yeah, that's comfort, what it's all about. All right, well, I think we're all warmed up. Are you guys ready to play Sex for Money?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to beat him.
Scoreboy, tell us all about our first game.
Asha, our first game is called The History of Marriage. Asha is going to ask Sabrina and Nathan questions that are multiple choice about the history of marriage. Whoever buzzes in with the correct answer first gets 10 points closer to the big O. Mm. You each have 100. We're working towards releasing your load. Mm. If you buzz in and get it wrong, the other player gets a chance to answer for 5 points.
Okay, so Asha, don't give away the second answer. That's like my... Okay, thanks so much, Johnny. All right, question number one. Get your buzzer hands ready. Most wedding dresses in the United States are white, but this wasn't always the case. The wedding of which historical figure started the trend for white dresses? Was it A, Marie Antoinette, B, Cleopatra, C, Grace Kelly, or D, Queen Victoria?
C, Grace Kelly.
Okay, let's give it another try. What do you think, Nate?
Queen Victoria.
You are absolutely correct. Until the mid-19th century, women simply wore the best dress. Oh my God, he's dancing. He is doing his job.
Okay. His top off.
Until the mid-19th century, women simply wore the best dress they owned to their wedding. Some women were even married wearing black dresses. Then, in 1840, Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom wore a white dress for her wedding to Prince Albert. Women everywhere began following her example, and the tradition continues to this day. And by the way, white was not chosen to represent purity or chastity. Victoria chose white because she had some expensive lace she wanted to show off. The traditional color for chastity was blue, the color the Virgin Mary wears in her portraits.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Is that something borrowed, something blue? Is that where the blue comes?
They're like, we need to bring that blue back.
Yeah.
We got to make sure these wives aren't having sex before, you know.
Blue balls.
That's it. I definitely was not chaste, so. Oh, yeah. And I wore white.
Oh.
Well, was it white? I would say it was cream, right? Or off-white? Okay, that's white. Guys, I was there. I didn't have dust in my eyes. I could see clearly the entire ceremony.
I love even that he knows the difference between white and cream because most guys
are married.
Yeah. Okay, so question number two. Get ready, guys. Many gays and lesbians entered into marriages of convenience with members of the opposite sex in order to disguise their sexual orientation. Mm. What color was used to describe such marriages? Was it A, lavender marriage, B, white marriage, C, pink marriage, or D, teal marriage?
Yes. Pink marriage?
No, that's incorrect. What do you think, Nate?
If I get this wrong, do I get points? Or I can just take a swing?
I think he can take a swing.
Just take a swing. Yeah.
Lavender.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. That was my first choice. Do it. He's dancing. The color lavender has been associated with gay men since the Victorian era, perhaps because it's a mixture of the traditional blue for boys and pink for girls. I mean, we're just, maybe that's it. Yeah.
It's a lovely color.
It is. It is. Quite lovely.
It is. And it's powerful, I think. Number three. I can count. Why do bridesmaids traditionally wear the same color? Is it A, to confuse the bride's exes and outsmart evil spirits? B, so the bridesmaids all feel equally close to the bride? C, to test the groom if he knows who his bride really is? Or D, purely for a cohesive look?
I'm letting Nate pick go first this time. Like, because,
what do you think, Nate?
Man, I'll say B.
So the bridesmaids all feel equally close to the bride. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Okay, so the other options, let's see, cohesive look.
Outsmart evil spirits.
I want to say the spirits one, but I'm going to go with cohesive look.
Oh, always trust your instincts, my dear.
Was it for the spirits?
Yes, A, to confuse the bride's exes and outsmart evil spirits.
What?
Because they can't tell those brides apart. Yeah. In early Roman times, bridesmaids would line up to form somewhat of a protective shield while walking the bride to the groom's village. The group of women who were similarly dressed were expected to intervene if any vengeful paramours tried to hurt the bride or steal her dowry.
Wow. Honestly, that tradition is like feels a lot cooler than the way that we present it contemporarily.
Yes.
It's like, you ladies just stand over there and look fabulous, mm-hmm. and then we're going to do this thing. I was like, yes.
Form a just circle, like, a posse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Protector. Like,
maybe some
dope.
Guns or like swords.
I mean, in America, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Give them guns, yeah.
And they should walk down the aisle like Charlie's Angels or like, you know, it's kind of like an action film.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Who would have thought? Okay, our next question. Tradition demands that the bride should stand to the left of the groom during the wedding ceremony. Why do you think that is? Is it A, so the bride is closer to her beloved's heart? B, because the left side symbolizes weakness in the Christian tradition? Or C, because in ancient times, the groom had to keep his right arm free so he could defend his wife-to-be? Yes, Nate.
C.
Oh my goodness, you are absolutely right. Because in ancient times, the groom had to keep his right arm free so he could defend his wife-to-be. Oh my gosh.
Gotta get after that sword,
y'all. He raised his hand before you even started reading.
I knew that. I was like, that's one of the coolest things choices. About marriage tradition. That I always thought. I was like, although...
you didn't protect me from anyone.
Right. By virtue of that tradition existing, it does tell you like how sort of perilous it was to have an open marriage
kidding.
Like medieval times. It's just like a dude might roll by and be like, hey, I want your girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got to get to my sword, sir.
Exactly. Let me have that.
Yeah.
According to theknot.com, the tradition actually stems from the old days of marriage by capture, meaning the groom needed to leave.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Meaning the groom needed to leave his right hand, aka his fighting hand, which he used to hold the sword, free in the event that he'd need to defend his bride from other suitors who may try to whisk her away at the last minute. In some cases, the groom had actually kidnapped the bride himself.
Ooh. What if he's a left-handed swordsman?
Yeah, back in the they would have just killed you if you were left-handed. Like,
that's
devil spawn, die!
Absolutely true.
Absolutely.
There's actually a scene in the film Braveheart, 1995, directed by Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. So, I've heard of it.
I think we're probably all boycotting watching any of these movies, so don't watch it now. True. But if you remember,
I love first time I saw a man in a skirt.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that ironic? It was the wedding dress to end all wedding dresses, with around 90 meters of white satin. Mm. It was so heavy that its designer told the bride to eat a large meal before the wedding to make sure she had enough strength to carry its weight. who got married in this Christian Dior creation? Was it A, Angelina Jolie, B, Lady Di, C, Melania Trump, or was it D, Jackie Kennedy? Yes, Nate.
I'm going to say Lady Di.
Oh, we're going to give your beautiful wife a chance to answer, so that's not right.
What were the other options? I didn't listen once he started to raise his hand.
You're like, I'm done. A, Angelina Jolie, B, Lady Di, C, Melania Trump, or D, Jackie Kennedy?
Let's go with D, Jackie Kennedy, because no one would tell Melania Trump to eat anything before.
They can't tell her what to do. Yeah. It is Melania Trump, what? Yes.
But that bitch doesn't eat.
I know.
That's why she listens.
That's why she said
that. Oh, gosh. I can't catch a break here. Guys, this is the first time I'm going to lose to my husband.
Well, we don't know yet, girl. We still got games. We got a lot of time.
There's a long con here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For sure. You're getting there. Why do groomsmen exist? Is it A, to prevent the bride from running away? B, to provide the bride options should the groom die on the altar? Or C, to show the bride that the groom is well-liked? He's popular. What do you think?
I was first. I had my hand up earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go Sabrina. With A, based on all the other traditions of stealing wives, that they're to make sure she doesn't get away.
You are absolutely right. It's to prevent the bride from running away. Reader's Digest states that in some traditions, groomsmen were called bride's knights because they helped carry the bride to the wedding. Best case scenario, they were taking her from her disapproving relatives to be joined with the man she loved, protecting her from would-be kidnappers. The other, more troubling scenario, they were the bride's kidnappers. It's believed that the best man role originated with 16th century Germanic Goths. The best man then stood next to the bride during the ceremony to prevent other suitors or family members from taking her, as we learned before, and to make sure she didn't run away. Oh my gosh.
So who knew talking about with these marriage traditions? I know. That's what I'm saying. I was like, adventure. I don't know if I agree with this business.
He's trying to pass it off like he was being a feminist by not marrying me after 5 years, and I was like, oh no, boy.
Just to tell another quick little story, it was like, yeah, you want half of my money, but I was like, well, you better present a dowry. And her mom did. Her mom gave me as a Christmas present 2 goats.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Not real physical goats, but buy one for a village.
Yeah, it was like part of the organization.
How traditional, you guys.
Sex life.
I'm only worth 2 goats, apparently.
I thought I got it. Yeah,
you got a pretty good deal. All right, we've reached the end of game one. Johnny, can we please have the scores so far? What do you think?
And I don't know if this goes to Nathan being a feminist, but he is a lot closer to his own orgasm than his wife, Sabrina. Nathan has 80 points, and Sabrina still has a full load.
No, I got one right. I got the groomsman one right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sabrina has 90.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got the last one right.
She's got a little tickle under her belt.
I guess I'm married, too. I'm not listening to you.
I think I should get extra points for you.
For my mistake.
Don't waver, John.
Sabrina has 90 and Nate has 80.
Okay.
So they're somewhat close.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Johnny, tell us about our next game.
This game is called Know Every Part of Me. Each of you will have a pen and paper. Asha will ask you a question about the other person pertaining to things that go on in the bedroom. Scoring for this game depends on the answers matching up. So if the question is about Sabrina and Nathan's answer doesn't match hers, he doesn't receive 10 points. But if it does match, he gets 10 points closer to the big O. Okay. You both have pens?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Get your pens ready. For 10 points for Sabrina, what is Nathan's favorite part of your body? All right. What do you think it is?
What do you think it is first?
Oh, yeah. You tell me. What do you think
I say?
Yes.
Her breasts.
Really?
Oh, and he drew a picture.
Those are nice.
I said my butt.
Woo! Oh, okay. Booty.
Because I got tiny little boobies and he likes big boobies.
Oh, no, apparently not.
He likes big old fake boobies. So, ooh, look at those boobies. Well, when we watch Bachelor in Paradise, he's super into Tayshia because of her boobies.
Yeah. Well,
Tayshia ain't got nothing on you, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, that's right. All right. Well, let's see. It's Nathan's turn for 10 points for Nathan. What is Sabrina's favorite part of yo body?
Oh, my goodness.
Payback. His boobies.
Yeah. His breasts. Oh, boy.
It's hard, right?
It is really hard.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot about each other.
I'm trying to figure out what is my favorite part of you.
Yeah, she doesn't like my body.
And for our viewers at home, they don't know that Sabrina and Nathan's family are sitting right here.
Yeah, exactly.
They brought their folks in for the day.
Thanks so much, Mom and Dad, for coming. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Sabrina's going to start walking around the house topless. She's like, wait a minute.
I think this.
Tell us what it is, Sabrina.
Your arms.
Whoa.
Ooh, guns.
I said my hair.
Oh! You know, you should give him 5 points for that because
that's actually true.
Yeah. A pickup line to me. So.
I said, do you want to put babies in me? My mom wants redheaded grandkids.
Oh, that's true. She's always talked about his beautiful red hair.
He should get 5 points for that. I changed mine halfway
to hair. Look how
generous she is. Well, unfortunately, I'm not married to you, so you can't tell me what to do.
Oh, I was just going to say, don't let her boss you around.
Okay. I almost said your face.
Oh, this is like one.
You
really cute.
Have a lovely face. All right, for Sabrina, who was more sexually promiscuous before you got together? Oh shit! Did we really ask this?
This is easy. So easy.
This is super easy.
Oh my goodness!
1, 2, 3. Sabrina.
Oh my god! Yeah, I made up for some major lost time. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21. I was like, oh, I need to get in there. Mm-hmm. So
Sabrina gets the points, right?
Yes.
For that? Okay.
Sick. Cool.
Oh, is that true?
How does that work?
Oh, I should have sloughed that answer.
Yeah, everyone would have known it's a lie.
Yeah.
All right, this one is for Nathan. Which one of you is more likely to get a little more daring with where and when you'd do the deed? Which one of you is more likely to get a little more daring when it comes to where and when?
I'm going
to
say me, Nate.
Oh, see, I said me.
Oh, really? That's super interesting.
Because you're weird about like other places.
Am I?
I think so. You're a little bit more conservative in that.
I feel like my thing is always just like, if you initiate, I will yes and whatever you're doing, wherever we're at. If you're like, let's be weird in this public park, I'd be like,
fantastic. You would not.
Absolutely.
I think you always want to have sex, but I don't know if you'd be cool about it being in a weird place.
We'll have it right here,
not,
right now. Let's
as long
see.
As it's
yeah.
not,
okay.
As long as it's not dirty. Yeah.
I think
it's got
to
be clean.
I don't think you want to have sex at your parents' house.
Ooh.
Well, that's.
Let's bring in the folks.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, Mom, Dad, what do you think about this? Yeah, I guess that's true. I think it's because their bedroom's really close to the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
Do you guys have sex at your parents' house?
I have.
I have, but not,
right, but
my
not like in
home,
like
actually.
Recently.
Like when I, as an adult, like my parents wouldn't even let me have my boyfriends sleep in the same room as me when
even
I
as an
yeah,
adult.
As an adult, not at all. Like we had to be married.
Wow.
Yeah. So once we were married, I was like banging on the walls and stomping on the floors and like, I'm a married woman now. You can't tell me what to do.
I think we had sex at my mom's house before because of me. I think I initiated it. Cause I don't think you would have.
Have you had sex in your parents' bed?
Oh God.
Ew.
No.
Me neither. Yeah, yeah. Me either. I haven't done that. I wouldn't do that.
Do something that horrific.
Just curious. Asking for a friend.
Yeah, of course.
Audience question.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Comment, please. Rate and like. For Sabrina, where did the two of you first have sex? And if you don't know this, I'm a little bit scared.
Oh, God. This is really embarrassing. Because I know exactly where it was. Do you not?
I think I do, yeah. I think I do. Yeah, I think so.
So Sabrina goes first, right?
Yeah. Definitely, it was in the bunk bed in the studio apartment that you shared with your roommate who lived in the closet while you lived in the kitchen.
He's nodding.
No,
nodding.
Yeah.
Were they home?
Oh, no, no. He wasn't home. But he did come home the next morning with his 7-year-old daughter as I was naked in the bed in the bunk. And I was like, ah, what is happening?
And she's still like traumatized by that. I was like, what is the big freaking deal?
Didn't he get it right?
So I wrote my bed slash shower because I think we did it twice then. Or we moved
but
to
we
the
didn't
shower.
Do the first time wasn't in the shower.
Right, okay.
It was definitely in the bunk bed.
Okay,
well. I remember this.
Okay. So do they get it?
Yeah.
Okay. It was good too.
And you're married. That's for Sabrina, right? Mm-hmm. She got the point? Okay.
Go Sabrina.
Man, she's getting all these easy questions.
You see? You never know. Okay, this one's for Nathan. Name a kink you can see the two of you engaging in. At some point. I mean, there's, I'll name a few. There's people that are into feet. There's, like you said, like you could go out and have sex more out in the wilderness.
Pegging.
Pegging.
Pegging. Where the girl uses a strap on. Nate.
Of course. Yeah. There's that.
We already do that pretty much constantly.
Yeah, so. That's a kink.
That was that's like second base.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all is sexy.
All right.
What do you think, Nathan?
Okay, I said tied up slash bondage.
I thought we've already done that.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, but there are levels to those things, I feel like, right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
What'd you say?
I went with like out in public kind of a thing. Now that we've had this conversation that you think you're more free. Mm-hmm. I also initially wrote butt stuff because you want to so badly.
Yes.
I'm like,
so
that's
badly.
Not happening.
It could happen one day. You could have enough glasses of scotch slash wine slash hits of weed.
We tried twice and I was like, ouch.
On whose butt?
Yeah, on hers.
My butt. My butt.
Yeah.
I'm fine doing his butt.
I haven't turned it down. That could also happen. I'm curious
like
about
I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of lube.
No, there is no
There's
lube.
Not enough lube.
That's
in the world.
Asha's gravestone. All types of lube
for that. Okay, Johnny, we've reached the end of game two. What are our scores?
So Sabrina has actually taken the lead.
Yes. She's coming.
She's at 70 points, and Nate is at 80 still.
Man, still.
Yeah.
To be fair.
You didn't get a single point, though?
The questions I got were very difficult. Hers were like, do you remember a time? And mine was like, predict the future of your sex life.
Right.
I was just like, man, that's tough.
You could talk to Johnny about that.
It's okay.
Our wonderful writer, producer.
I'm not throwing in the tally.
I love Johnny.
Yeah. Everybody does.
That was a great game.
He's the best.
Our final game is called Say I Do Again. Ooh. In this subjective game, we live in a world where marriage needs to be reviewed like a driver's license every 7 years.
Love it.
On your papers, write down one question that a spouse should have to answer, as well as one promise a spouse would have to make in order for them to be able to renew their license.
So they have to answer a question?
Write down one question that a spouse should have to answer. Something that you need to know up front is going to maybe be different in the next 7 years, or something you want clarified. And then as well as one promise a spouse should have to make that would make you want to sign the contract for the next 7 years. Then you'll hold your papers up, hand them to me. I will read them, and whichever Asha likes best will get... let's say 50 points closer to the big O.
This is a big one, guys. It's like the final exam. Mm. And I'm not going to know who wrote what, so it's not going
to
be.
You'll be able to tell from the handwriting.
No, Johnny's going to read it.
Oh, okay.
Johnny's going to read it.
How exactly? So we're asking the question at 7 years, and then how that...
Mine's done.
Mine's done.
I don't know why you're cheating.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood.
Yeah,
I was just
clarification.
Yeah, I'm not cheating.
Okay,
right.
I'm mixing them up.
Yeah. I just see Johnny
so
going,
Asha. Okay. So this is subjective. So Asha gets to choose which question maybe she also would identify with that you would want a spouse to have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that there's two questions.
Okay.
One is, am I still your best friend?
Oh my God.
I know, tears are lube. There's all sorts of lube. And are you still happy?
Aww. I love those questions.
Maybe we could make them 25 points each.
Okay.
So you can choose
the
first.
Okay, the first one. So the question is...
So it's, am I still your best friend?
And they're so similar.
Or are you still happy? And the person, your spouse, should have to answer that in order for you to renew the next 7 years.
I really like that, am I still your best friend? Because you're supposed to be with your best friend.
Our contestants are holding each other's
hand. They are. They
way. Caressing. And Ash and I have never felt lonelier.
I know.
The truth.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I think, am I still your best friend is my choice, because I love that the idea that you're supposed to be each other's best friends and you can be happy, but it can not be your best friend that you want to share the rest of these next 7 years with. So I'm going to go with that one. Who was it?
Sabrina. Oh. Yeah.
Take that name.
But nice. Remarkable about how similar they were.
Yeah, it's interesting because my intention with the question was, are you still happy with this? Yes, it is super similar.
I just, like, the only way I could pick one. No, hers was better. Yeah. Love birds.
Okay, now this is a promise that they both decide to tell each other.
Okay, where's my tissue?
I know. I promise to always be honest about how I feel in our relationship. Mm-hmm. So honesty. Mm-hmm. Or I always promise to put you first.
Wow. I always promise to put you first. Because I think that's really a big deal when it comes to marriage, is not letting everything else, social media, someone else, the job, whatever, come before the person that you're dedicated to. So I think that's a really good question, a really good promise.
Also, Sabrina.
Maybe it's like a girl thing. Maybe we just
the same things.
God, it was a really slow start for me, but I kind
of... No, you
really kicked it in the high gear over here. Yeah. Well, trivia. It's the first part.
I'm terrible at trivia.
So that's like, you know, if you're thinking about it in sexual terms, it's like, you get each other ramped up. Like, Nathan's the one that gets things going and Sabrina just brings it home, baby.
Right.
So I love that.
Not far off.
All right. So, Johnny, please tally up the final scores.
So Sabrina is the winner with 55 points.
Wow.
And, or no, 45 points. I'm sorry.
Better.
And so she's over halfway to her O, but so Nathan close. Can still get her there.
So close.
He's holding steady at 80. Putting her first. Yeah.
Is that like kind of a commentary on me though, like not being able to get him that close to his O? Like I feel both happy and sad about this.
I've been
outcome.
Sitting next to Nathan. He's gotten off a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. He's got to take some responsibility. Yeah. Okay, so that means that Sabrina is the winner of Sex for Money.
Yay.
Sabrina, please hold out your hand to receive this crisp, very real $100 bill.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So excited for you.
I've never seen one.
I know. Fantastic. Okay, now for our cool down. Well, everyone, it's time for the post-coital cool down. What's one thing each of you learned today that you didn't know before? Let's start with you, Nathan.
I didn't know Sabrina liked my arms.
Aww. And he's wearing a tank top.
But he's wearing a tank top.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think she was just like, the skin is available. Yes, arms.
And what about you, Sabrina? What'd you learn today?
Well, I didn't know that Nate wanted to do more bondage. Let's get them handcuffs out, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You guys should go to the sex store after this.
Seriously.
Hey.
Thank you guys so much for playing Sex for Money. I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. Until next time, this is Asha Davis and Johnny May saying, keep on being sexy. Ow!
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.